You're listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. You just found the very best in original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. You're listening to On the Couch, with Dr. Michelle on LA Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Michelle Cohen. And you are officially on the couch. Welcome, everybody. So nice to have you today, as always. I've got a terrific subject for you, as well, as always. And I always invite you to call in if you have a question or a comment about the subject we're talking about. Our number here is 323-203-0815. 323-203-0815. Or if you're shy, you don't want to get your voice on the air, you think someone may know who you are, you can email me directly here into the radio station, a question or comment or whatever. And that email address is docmichelle with two L's, docmichelle@AOL.com. I would love to hear from you. Be really cool. Because today we're talking about something that I have touched on in the past, but have never really gotten deep into it that much. That's a little clue about what we're talking about today. Deep. Subconscious. One of the reasons why I wanted to talk about this today is because it's all about our lives every moment. Every waking moment. Every sleeping moment. This subconscious or unconscious mind that lurks within all of us, in the survival part of the brain. What are you talking about, Michelle, you ask? Well, the reason why I, first of all, wanted to talk about this is because I got this fabulous book. It's called Undermind. It's a new book. And I have the authors on the show today. Oh, you're going to find out so much about your brain and all these weird things that you think and learn, and why you act the way you do, and then how to change it. That's the good part. But also, the reason why I wanted to talk about this today is because one of my latest favorite TV shows, which has already been canceled, that's the way it goes. For those of you who didn't know that, I'm sorry. Spoiler alert! It's called Mind Games. It's a series created by Kyle Killen. It airs on ABC. But the show, if you don't know about it, you may have touched on it or gone through it or something like that. It's about two brothers who run a problem-solving firm to help clients that employs solutions based on psychological manipulation. The reason why I like the show is because it really has a lot of true psychological techniques in it. Fascinating stuff. Really cool stuff. It's got silly moments and, hey, it's a TV series. What can I say? But it's one brilliant but bipolar brother. You see Steve Zahn. You've seen him before. He plays that role. He thinks the study of human behavior can be manipulated with ease. And the other character, the main character in it, is Christian Slater. He's so good. He's the scheming brother of Steve Zahn, who thinks that mind manipulation is not cool to help people necessarily, but it can lead to millions of dollars in consulting fees. So they form a business. It's called the Edwards Agency, sort of like a detective agency, again, that uses psychological manipulation behind the scenes to solve clients' problems. So let me give you an example. Again, if you have seen it, then you probably have seen these shows. But for instance, the agency creates a scenario where there's a higher up at a health insurance company, and they're trying to get him to approve expensive surgery for a young boy who needs it, who will probably die without it. And even after the company has denied that surgery several times before, they actually, through mind games in certain situations, they have actresses in this company, and they all come together and form these psychological things that they're going to have happen to these individuals whose minds and behaviors they want to change. So someone will bump into someone and put a suggestion in their mind or whatever. They'll set up little cues. There was another episode that combined like an attempt to get a congressman to vote a certain way on gun control. And then they also had a side story of the firm's talents to influence car salesmen to drop his price lower. They put subliminal cues and set up emotional situations with different faked phone calls and things like that. Well, sitting there actually with the customer who hired the agency to get the salesman in a mood to be kinder and less greedy and, of course, lower the price of the cars. So I think the most cool thing about the show is that it is about mental influence. And it's fascinating. And I like the way that Kyle Killen did his research. They dug through old studies to find the ways that the human brain forms associations between lots of different things, often subconsciously. And there's a lot of problems with this because many viewers said that this is a little unsettling. Legally, it's kind of scary. But I mean, the thing is that what do you think is going on? What do you think advertising agencies do? I don't want to make you feel paranoid, but I mean, many businesses and salespeople, they all know the subtle cues, advertisers, that will subliminally push you to want to buy their product. And it got me thinking about how much of what we do every day, how we think and act, is not up to our conscious mind, but is driven by this subconscious mind. You know? It's not like some black hole of unacceptable impulses waiting to trip us up. It's, you know, it's a survival mechanism, they say, in the old brain. But it can be the source of hidden beliefs and fears and attitudes that interfere with our everyday life. Because we push this stuff down. By the way, the unconscious mind was not discovered by Freud. A lot of people go, oh, yeah, Freud, subconscious. William James, von Hartmann, Janet, Benet, they used the word unconscious and subconscious way back. All 19th century psychologists recognized unconscious brain activities. And then Freud kind of jumped in there. But it was really, really popular back, late 1800s, I'd say. So Freud really brought it forth in his writing. And he said the unconscious is a place for socially unacceptable ideas, wishes or desires, traumatic memories, painful emotions, put out of the mind by the mechanism of psychological repression. But the contents did not have to be completely negative. I mean, we all take in really positive things too. Unfortunately, we tend to focus on the negative. Hence, I have all this negative stuff going on. I have low self-esteem. The mind chatter tells me I'm not worthy. That kind of thing. So there has been a lot of work throughout the last century and more on the unconscious mind and how it affects us and how it works. Unconscious thoughts are not directly accessible, by the way, to our ordinary introspection, but we can tap into them. Today we're going to find out how we can tap into these things, and we're going to find out so many different things, you know, from our callers, and it will really help you understand what's going on, guys, with our subconscious mind. And so I want you to, by the way, don't forget to call in if you have any questions or comments on the subject that we're talking about today. Love to hear from you guys because this is going to be a real good one. Oh, we have somebody on the line now. I hear a beep, 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 beep. Hi, who's this? Are you there? Well, we'll have them try to call again. You're on the, hello, can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can hear you.
All right. Are you both with me? Tanya and Joanna?
Yeah.
Well, how cool.
We are both.
I love this. This is conference call time. So let me welcome you guys to the show. This is going to be so much fun. I don't know if you were listening to my intro, but, oh, man, we just talked about that subconscious mind and kind of set up, you know, how many things we do every day that are based on our subconscious or our unconscious mind. So let me first introduce you guys, by the way. Tanya Chernova is a renowned international speaker and business evolution strategist in over 30 countries. Tanya, you go, girl. She guides organizations to meaningful breakthroughs in client relationships, sales, and profits, and a master educator in the area of emotional intelligence. And her workshops and coaching really help teams to overcome self-sabotage and embrace change. And my other guest on the line, an author, is Joanna Andros. She's an emotional healing therapist, life coach, and she's the founder of a proven therapy program. It's called PNRT. We'll be talking about that a little bit later in the show. But basically what it does is it helps people uncover and eliminate those negative subconscious beliefs, you know, that hold us all back. Which is, I mean, that's what we need to know, right? By the way, welcome so much to the show. It's great to have you guys with me.
Thank you. So lovely to be here.
Oh, mm-hmm. This is super. I loved your book. It's called Undermind, Discover the 7 Subconscious Beliefs That Sabotage Your Life and How to Overcome Them. This is really, you know what? You guys got it together on this one. I love all the studies. You did. The studies are amazing. How we can change it. We're not just these victims of this old brain. You know, we can actually consciously change a lot of our old programming, and we're going to find out how that got there and stuff. So why did you guys call your book Undermind, first of all?
Well, it's a really good question. It actually has a double entendre to it, because it's, first of all, the undermind, which is another way of saying our subconscious mind. And it also isn't how we, it's where we store our programs that undermine us and who we are as human beings.
Yeah, that's right. That's, well, I like that double entendre. That's really
exactly
cool.
And we have, you know, in our subconscious mind, we also have positive, you know, belief systems. We can have those as well. But what the book really wanted to focus on was those negative ones, the ones that are limiting us, the ones that are getting in the way all the time. And as Tanya said, undermining us.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it's just, we have these destructive beliefs that are sort of quietly living and lurking in our subconscious minds. And so we have to bring them forth and kind of work through them. And that's what your book is all about, by the way. You also say that we may think that success is out of reach because of our distractions and procrastination and feeling overwhelmed and other issues that I'm sure you guys hear from clients all the time. But, you know, those are only external symptoms of a deeper cause of why we self-sabotage. So can you explain a little bit more? What do you mean by that?
Sure, absolutely. You know, it's interesting how so many people will say, oh, I just get, you know, I'm lazy, or I've just got this happening, or yeah, I procrastinate. And we kind of use it as excuses, or we get irritated with ourselves because of these things, but we just think it's just kind of, I mean, it is human behavior, but it's just our excuses for not doing things and why these things just don't happen, or we just get too busy or whatever. But when people can start to notice that there really is a pattern, that we really have a pattern of procrastinating all the time, or things not working out, it is all there to tell us that there is something deeper underneath, programmed in that undermind, that is sabotaging our results. And from many of the therapy sessions that I work with people, and people come to me for just those reasons, just that things aren't working out in their business, or things are just not happening. We find out underneath, undermined in the subconscious, there are programs there that are about being overwhelmed from childhood. Everything from, you know, even being in school, they were overwhelmed. And then any time that they get triggered in a place of overwhelm, there's a strategy that kicks in that just says, oh, you know, let's stop, let's watch TV, let's do something else, or let's start daydreaming, let's go clean the house, do whatever else. So it's an actual strategy in the brain to get us out of a state of overwhelm. Mm. Or it might be something that we've decided that we're not smart enough when we're very young to handle a situation. Mm-hmm. And so when we get into a situation that seems to challenge us in the moment, as an adult, we would be fine to handle that one step at a time.
Yeah.
But something in our brain gets triggered, and there we go. I'm not smart enough gets triggered, and next thing you know, we have these little behaviors that come in that stop us from doing what we need to be doing.
Mm. Boy, does that make a lot of sense. It really does. I know when I start really cleaning those corners of my marble floor in my kitchen, I do not have enough control in my life out there. I cannot control my son's issues right now, so I'm going to scrub that clone.
That's right.
The brain and the arm start scrubbing, and it's like, oh, wait, hold the phone. What are you doing? You know.
That's right. We need to stop for a moment and say that, uh-oh, what am I doing?
Exactly. What I like to do also is just sort of have the listeners get more familiar with you guys, Joanna and, of course, Tanya. How did you guys meet? Can you share your story with listeners that helped you sort of to come together and what you were doing independently before you met?
We'd love to. We actually met very serendipitously, and you have to excuse me. I actually lost my voice. I've been doing so many presentations over the last
two weeks
that I'm finally, it's Friday today, so this is the end of the road for my throat. But essentially, we met very serendipitously, and Joanna and I had both been on the path of self-development for quite so many years, and we both had a passion to really help other people find their calling and really get in touch with themselves and their passions and their dreams. And at the time, Joanna actually was a very successful entrepreneur when I met her, and you know, she still is, but she was in a very different company. She was in a plastics type of company where she was already semi-retired and already pretty much financially free, which was amazing at that time because she was in her late 30s. And I had already reached, you know, a certain level of success already, having been an international speaker. But what we were both looking for was something very different. And Joanna had already done the inner journey on herself, having left a marriage that was very unfulfilling for her. She already did a lot of inner work, where I was coming out of a relationship, a personal relationship that was pivotal. You know, it's like that one where it's the defining relationship where you think, okay, either I'm going to start loving myself and setting boundaries and, you know, stop really reliving these patterns of negative relationships, or I'm going to end up marrying the wrong person and, you know, ruin my life. So I thought, how can I change my life? And Joanna was at that time doing something really generous. She had one of the very, very first copies of the movie The Secret, which wasn't even available to anyone at the time. She just managed to get it through a friend of hers, and she opened her house very generously to something called Secret Sundays.
Fun.
So her friends and, you know, even strangers would come in on Sunday. She's one of the most welcoming people you'll ever meet, this woman. Anyway, so they would come to her house and watch the movie, and in the end, she would ask everyone the question, what do you want to create for yourself? Mm. And when I went to go see this film, because my girlfriend brought me and said, you know, you have to meet this woman, she's just so much like you. Mm. And when I went there, my jaw dropped open, and it was like, for the first time ever, you think, really, if my beliefs are creating my life, you know, what can I do to change my thinking? And so Joanna and I came together, and I went on a large path of self-development, but we came together after an entire year of my own journey and created Courageous Living, which was at that time a women's empowerment company to enrich every aspect of a woman's life and help them write the next chapter of their life. And so we would start running these workshops to help women uncover their beliefs in every aspect of their life, relationship, money, self-worth, etc. And then after a while, we realized that the belief systems were at the core of everything. And that's when Joanna decided to bring a therapy she'd been working on already called Progressive Neural Resolution Therapy forward. And then we wrote this book. Mm-hmm. I think Joanna could probably add to that, but...
No, that's about right. that's a short version, believe it or not.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of it was really about realizing, you know, we wanted to share this message with people because so many people are doing workshops and seminars and therapy and all different kinds of modalities of trying to get better and have a better life and have the life of their dreams, but there was always still something stopping them. Or even when they get through those courses and books and they realize, okay, now I know. I know what my problem is. Why will it not stop or how do I fix it?
Yes.
And we realize this is the magic. This is the place we need to be looking, and people need to understand there is a way to actually, you know, rewire those negative core beliefs and to be, first of all, to identify them and understand what they're doing in our mind, and then to be able to heal those as well. Mm.
I am so with you guys. And, you know, a lot of my listeners have heard me talk about and have guests, you know, talk about the law of attraction and some of the authors and, of course, the movie The Secret. I had the producer of What the Bleep on several weeks ago. What the Bleep Do We Know? Yeah, you know that movie.
Yeah, wonderful.
Yeah.
We
really
sure
fun,
do.
Really fun. And it's, you know, so I know my listeners are familiar with the power of the mind and really what we can do with our thoughts. I love that idea of the secret Sunday meetings. So we can all empower ourselves and manifest what we want. So I think a lot of my listeners really are in line, you know, with that. But also it's so important to bring up how we do sort of self-sabotage based on our programming. And what I love about your book here is that it is based on scientific principle rather than just, you know, we're creators and we can all make and think about what we want to do. This has so much research in it, too. And your therapy technique is also, you know, it's valid. It's extremely valid. It has significance, which is awesome. So, and by the way, in case you just tuned in here to LA Talk Radio, you're on the couch with Dr. Michelle. My special guests today, Tanya Chernova and Joanna Andros. They are the authors of a brand new book. It's called Undermind. This is Discovering the 7 Subconscious Beliefs That Sabotage Your Life and How to Overcome Them. And if you guys would like to call in, have any questions for my special guests, feel free to do so here, 323-203-0815. Or you can email me if you have a question. A little shy, you don't want to get your voice on the air. The address here is Doc Michelle, D-O-C Michelle with 2 L's, at AOL.com. And I'll welcome you in, as will my guests, I'm sure. So I love this part, again, about the way we think and feel and act and, you know, just function are all mind patterns or strategies that were programmed in our brains when we were little bitties, little children, babies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So can you sort of explain how this programming works and what's going on in our brains as children and as adults? So we don't have any control over this? Is this what's up? Is that what's going on?
Actually, I can't hear you, Tanya. We've lost Tanya over there.
There she is.
To make sure that I wasn't interrupting. So, you know what's interesting is that we all know that there's certain defining moments in our childhood that create a perception of how we feel about ourselves, others, and the world. But what Joanna and I have done in the Undermind book is help people understand that there's a 7-part process to what's called their blueprint of self-sabotage. Each and every single one of us has our very own unique blueprint of self-sabotage in every area of our life, whether it be love or money or health, you know, or inner peace, etc. And so the steps basically go like this. Something happens in our early childhood, and it can happen, Michelle, as early as in the womb, you know, where we're already starting to form those neurological patterns or neuronal patterns. And so we have a defining moment, and it doesn't have to be necessarily a trauma, although, of course, those are very defining, but it could be, as Joanna often says, you know, somebody looks at you funny and you feel a certain way about yourself. It's just one of those pivotal moments where you make a decision with your conscious mind about yourself, other people, and the world in general. And when we make that decision,
it develops what's called Go right ahead.
That decision.
So when we make the decision,
it actually fuses as a part of our filter of human perception. Hmm. So each one of us has a definition of reality that we see through our filter of perception.
Right.
So what you and I could both look at as the same really appears very different to each of us depending on the beliefs we have behind the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
Yes.
So essentially what happens is that our defining moment forces us to make a decision about how we feel about ourselves, others, and the world, and then it creates a permanent perception. And this perception gets wired into the mind as what's called a part. So a part of us decides, for example, that people can't be trusted or that we ourselves can't be trusted. And so that particular part of us that gets wired in at whatever age it was originally founded, say 3 or 4 or 7 years old, you know, where our parents yell at us for being irresponsible
or
we lost, you know, a key or something really important, we decide, I can't be trusted. What ends up happening is that when we have that through our filter of perception, that part of us ends up getting reinforced with new experiences, because when we live our life, our brain actually filters out information through our belief system. So if you walk around thinking, I can't be trusted, I'm irresponsible, then you'll continue to create those experiences through your reticular activating system. Mm-hmm. You'll only see yourself as that. You'll only see the world as that.
Right, so you
continue seeing, see, I'm so irresponsible. I'm telling you, I'm really irresponsible,
yes,
or I'm not detail-oriented.
Yes.
And as you get older, that part of you that's still a young part takes over when you're maybe 30 years old and you're supposed to take care of a really big account at work.
Yes.
And, you know, you get overwhelmed. And when fear is triggered, and this is the key, because when our conscious mind is engaged in an activity, everything's fine. But as soon as our fear gets triggered or overwhelmed or something happens and it's outside of our comfort zone, the part of us that's whatever age that got wired into and then reinforced all the way along comes out, and through inner chatter, Michelle, starts whispering in our brain, you know you're irresponsible.
Ugh.
You know you can't do it.
Yes. That's so true.
And so,
yes.
So it either goes through inner chatter, or sometimes we get the physical symptoms, as Joanna will also say, is that sometimes, you know, you have something really big to do where you need to be responsible, but all of a sudden you get exhausted.
Oh, yeah.
You just can't physically do it. You're okay to do anything else,
yeah,
but that particular task, you can't even lift an arm to do it.
God, yes.
And so that particular, you know, situation becomes a pattern or a strategy in terms of how the way our part is there to protect us from taking on responsibility, because it doesn't want us to live through another moment of being yelled at for being irresponsible. Although fear and the limiting beliefs are self-fulfilling prophecy, so that pattern becomes our life, and that's when people see a whole life pattern of being irresponsible.
Oh, that's amazing. That you know what? That makes so much sense. You know, it's just really amazing. And also, you know, you talk about we just can't lift a thing. We're exhausted. And, you know, it just makes me think about how much our subconscious mind affects our so-called chemical, if we have them, disorders. I mean, panic disorder, boom, there you go. That's the brain saying, okay, I'm going to shut down the body because I can't take this stress anymore. So I'm going to give you palpitations and sweats and make you feel like you're dying and, you know, all this.
Yes, it's amazing, Michelle, Dr. Michelle. You know, it's true, because when I'm even working with people, and it's funny how they'll be going in for maybe just a simple issue that they want to handle, and even in the process of us working through it, that all of those, the bodies in that moment that we're talking about that very subject, something that threatens that inner child within, that part of our brain that just doesn't like those experiences, a person will be laying there and all of a sudden they'll have the exact same feelings, those anxiety feelings in their chest and in their breathing and their stomach and all of the physical symptoms, sweating, sweaty palms, in a second.
Wow.
And then when we literally tell that part of the brain, it's safe, it's okay, we're just going to deal with this in a different way, it's part of the process that we, you know, really start to heal that part, it's amazing how instantly, right on the couch, it goes away.
Yep.
And they're just like, wow, to understand that that's exactly it. We've been literally identifying a part of the brain, you know, a pattern in there and a part of the brain. But really, it's triggering, like, whether you're 5 years old or seven or 3 years old, where we had an experience that made us feel panicked as a child. And when we trigger that, even as an adult, we just go back right into that same experience that that three-year-old, five-year-old, or seven-year-old had.
Oh,
and all those physical symptoms come. But that's what's so amazing.
amazing about this, you can actually heal that and those symptoms.
We really can. And they haven't they like identified that part of the brain is called something like the ventral pedulum or something like that? It's that first weighs the rewards and then decides and interacts with that higher level or the conscious mind's or the conscious mind rather later, because this was part of our survival. This is how, you know, we've had to fight and flee and scavenge and, you know, in the evolutional history of the brain. And then our frontal cortex is, of course, reasoning and rational. And but I mean, we're still sort of subject to this subconscious, this undermind that is guiding our conscious mind, so as to speak, right?
That's exactly right. Mm. And you're so right about the way that we actually respond, because we first respond with our subconscious mind because it's 99% to 95% faster and, you know, it's actually a million times faster than the conscious mind. But what happens is that because we're programmed for survival, I mean, as a human race, we're programmed for survival first. None of us are programmed to be millionaires. That's why it's such a challenge for so many of us to overcome our own, you know, issues in order to get there. But realistically, what happens is we filter the world through our subconscious mind. Mm-hmm. And then as long as everything's okay, our conscious mind is engaged. But as soon as something gets triggered in a state of fear, we respond with, or we react with our subconscious protection mechanisms. It really takes a very strong person to stay conscious, which is why there's so many tools today that talk about being in the present and being conscious and mindfulness. Like right now, we're training ourselves to be mindful. But what if we actually could eliminate those negative self-sabotaging beliefs and programs so that we wouldn't constantly having to be in conflict with ourselves? Because that's the hard part, right? Is that, yes, there's affirmations, and yes, there's being mindful, and yes, there's keeping control of ourselves, and yes, there's talking us down from a ledge and all this other stuff. But why work this hard when we really want to create a life for people that's limitless and effortless? Because if we could just understand that our negative inner chatter is access to those negative limiting programs that are in our subconscious mind, and the way that our results are, like our results literally show us what's undermined, which is the whole second chapter. People take a total inventory of their life to see where they're living undermined. If we could really understand what our life is telling us and then work on it, you know, in the right way or through PNRT, we could reprogram those beliefs and achieve permanent change so that we have the freedom to do anything without having to sit there controlling and fighting ourselves all the time.
Boy, is that great to know. Is that great to know? This book really does help.
Well, you know? I always use the example of, you know, when we have a problem with our computer and it's not working well, we hire somebody or we get somebody in there right away to take the viruses out. Because, you know, we just can't operate with those viruses in the computer. We end up with bad results. But, you know, we've been told that, you know, our brain is just the same as a computer. It's exactly the same analogy. So here we have this software program, and it's got viruses in it because it has self-sabotaging viruses. Sometimes it's, you know, tell us that we're ugly, not good enough, not perfect enough, not, you know, never going to make it, or doubting, why bother? A host of millions of other negative inner dialogue that we may have. Those are viruses.
Yes.
We need to be paying attention and saying, I want to get somebody to get those viruses out of my brain. Like, why am I saying that to myself? Because I wouldn't tell that to my children. I wouldn't say that to my friends.
No.
And why am I saying it to myself? But that's the point. Paying attention and realizing we need to do something with these negative viruses.
Oh, boy. Well put, guys. I just want to pick your brain so much. You guys are wonderful. By the way, in case you just tuned in here on LA Talk Radio, you're on the couch with Dr. Michelle, my special guest. Guests today, Tanya Chernova, Joanna Andros. They have written a book called Undermind, Discover the Seven Subconscious Beliefs That Sabotage Your Life and How to Overcome Them. Really well written, easily to understand, and also a lot of research done. But they're also founders of the Courageous Living and Progressive Neural Resolution Therapy, PNRT, that we're talking about, which we will talk about in just a little bit on the show. Tanya and Joanna, I just wanted to read you. I just got an email over here from Todd. He said, I'm looking forward to reading your book. I'm the youngest of three kids. My dad was always verbally abusive to me and constantly reminded me that I was a mistake. Oh, okay. I'm 50 years old. Oh, boy. I'm 50 years old now and am somewhat successful in a financial lending capacity. But I always have to ask myself, am I worthy of this? Do people really like me? And other self-defeating thoughts. Can I in some way rid myself of these thoughts? How do I get your book? There you go.
Yeah.
So good news here. All right. Maybe you can share with the listeners where they can pick up your book real quickly.
Sure. Well, first of all, they can get it off of Amazon.com or Amazon.ca, or they can also do it from our website, pnrt.ca, or Courageous Living. But I think Amazon is usually the universal one that really helps everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice.
Or Indigo River Publishing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good company, by the way. Really good people. You talk about, we were talking.
Did you want Joanna to address that particular question that he had?
You know, if you wanted, I think he expressed that. See, Todd said he was really interested in getting your book, but let's go for it. Maybe we can help Todd out a little bit here.
Mm-hmm. Well, just a short version of that, which I think would help any listener, because, you know, that's so common, and that's what we want everyone to know. That kind of dialogue is so common to every single human being at some level. And so it does a host of things for people. For Todd, we don't know him, we haven't got a lot of the details, but it could make him constantly on a treadmill, never enough, always trying to prove himself, always trying to do more at work, working harder, as you say, always doubting himself and thinking, but at the core of it, if I'm not worthy, then yeah, I've got to keep proving myself. So eventually we get people who are exhausted and burned out, you know, because that conversation or that undermining limiting belief is just destroying them and exhausting them through their life. But when we understand where that came from a little boy, of course, when a child has been told, I must be a mistake, every experience in life where we get success, it is logical that negative thought would come up then. Well, then maybe I'm not supposed to be worthy of this. And this is what becomes scary. Then a sabotaging part of us can take over and start ruining our experiences or ruining those accounts or start sabotaging our income or the flow of money because we don't feel worthy.
Yeah.
That's why they even say, you know, when people win a lottery, within short order, they're back to paycheck to paycheck.
Yes.
Because a part of them doesn't feel worthy. So they're back to the belief system of what is true, and then you create the reality again. And so with any of those belief systems, it's like we can go one way or the other. We call it the passive or aggressive belief systems of how that manifests, where if it's passive, it's like, yeah, I am a mistake, and that person will literally live his life like he is a mistake.
Right.
And
right,
everything, you'll see that in his demeanor and his walk or how he is and how he communicates. And then there's the person who says, I'll show you I'm not a mistake, and will be, and that's more the aggressive manifestation of that. And then they'll constantly be trying to prove themselves their whole life. But the bottom line is, there's never any joy.
So they get
all of that, and he's obviously attained some good success.
Yes.
But there's no joy. And that's where we want to heal.
That's right. Heal. Mm-hmm. That's the deal. And you talk about our wonder minds. Now, I like that. To create new positive programs in our subconscious, which will override the negative programs that we were just talking about with Todd and everyone else who seems to be now emailing me about not feeling, here I go, let's see, not feeling pretty enough, too fat, I'm always going to be lazy, I'll never make anything of myself. I'm just reading off these comments that I'm getting in here on emails about the messages that a lot of listeners have been given. So we can override these negative programs. So let's just get to it. What are some of the best ways that we can do this with your progressive neural resolution therapy? Tools. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's important to distinguish the two things, because the wonder mind is that part of the conscious mind, which is the superconscious mind, which is our higher self that actually, once we connect to it, guides us into a better direction, right? Mm. So either we're resolving the past or we're moving ourselves towards a better future. Mm. And, you know, the wonder mind can say certain things, like when people read the book, one of two things happen. Actually, probably usually both things happen, is that there's enough awareness and enough understanding in terms of how their mind works, and they've done the exercises and realized where their life, you know, why their life has become this way.
Mm-hmm.
that they're able to use their conscious mind to say, okay, the next time I hear that I'm not good enough, I'm just not going to live into that reality and realize that's just an old program. And the more that I say I am okay, you know, I am amazing, or the more that I'm able to see the results in my life, that will just change over time, because we know that, you know, what fires together wires together.
Sure.
So if it doesn't fire together anymore and we're willing to work on our belief like a muscle, then we simply don't go back to those old patterns of negative thinking. It's like pure positive thinking, if you will.
Okay.
However, there are certain times in our life where we genuinely have the blueprint of self-sabotage deeply etched in our mind.
Yes.
And on top of it all, people cannot access it because it is well below our awareness.
Mm.
When we do the PNRT therapy and people, you know, in the whole entire therapeutic process, we basically use the conscious mind as a guide to go in and find that part that's really feeling a certain way, you know, not good enough, too fat, et cetera. And then the therapist, you know, decodes with the, you know, client exactly how this happened.
Mm-hmm.
When they finally surface what the belief system is, people are amazed because they think, I would never in a million years ever A, have remembered that memory, or B, even thought it happened like that, or C, there's so many suppressed things that we don't realize we've, you know, locked in Pandora's box, that all of a sudden it comes forward, and then you're able to resolve it, heal it, and rewire it in that one process. So that particular layer that's got that held belief that's sabotaging us, tormenting us, and really preventing us from living our best life is actually rewired. Then when you come out of the PNRT process, you're like a free person, and then that particular belief is gone. But there's, you know, like there's layers of it, kind of like an onion, but that particular part of you that feels traumatized, etc., is now free, and you never have to relive that again.
Mm.
Especially that's clear to us with people like phobias or even allergies, etc., because if you have a phobia, it's like black or white. You know, you're either afraid of the plane or spiders or you're not.
Right.
And usually with a phobia, that usually takes only like one or two sessions and it's over. And they've been struggling their whole life, you know?
That is amazing. So do you believe that a great deal of our mental issues and physiological issues are related to a lot of these negative imprints?
Absolutely, Dr. Michelle. I'm just passionate about that, where I see, you know, the different labels that are in the, you know, in the world, the conventional world of therapy. And, you know, and they have to do that, and that's wonderful. But what I see it clearly as just belief systems held. You know, somebody who's doing cutting, they're cutting themselves. You know, it's, you know, we could label it as all different things, but the point is some part of them has established a strategy to take away the pain. So there's a certain pain they're feeling, and they don't want to feel it anymore, so they get a new pain, and they want to cut themselves. It's just the program. It's just some strategy that the brain has decided, or that part of their brain has decided, will help them. Same with alcohol or drugs. You know, what is really the problem? It's not just being addicted to alcohol. It is actually that they have a pain, and now they need to escape the pain. So they have a strategy to escape the pain and numb out, and don't want to feel their feelings. So when we go to the core and we find out what is the real reason, you know, I look at all the TV shows and Hoarders and My Strange Addiction, and you see some of the craziest, like most severe, you know, cases.
Exactly.
Oh, you were gonna say?
No, exactly. I agree.
And all of those at the end, it's not just like, okay, let's stop smelling, you know, gasoline or licking nail polish or doing some strange thing. It's like, why is that happening? Why in the brain is it being triggered to say that would be better than the alternative? There's something in that moment that gets triggered, and it's a thought. And people, you know, there's been always that discussion, you know, what comes first, an emotion or a thought? Well, I'm very clear in the fact it is a thought, because in the moment that that thought comes, whether it's like all of a sudden I'm late for something, and then our whole physiological our body feels all the emotions of like, oh my goodness, I'm late, and the heart starts racing. It's the thought first. So the thought needs to be dealt with, and the thought is the thing that is creating all sorts of behaviors and strategies to be enacted.
Boy, does that make a lot of sense. By the way, the book is called Undermined. I'm speaking with the authors, Tanya Chernova and Joanna Andros. And also, what they offer in their book is seven subconscious beliefs that we need to find out that sabotage our lives. And of course, in the book, wonderful tools, wonderful exercises, easy to do, and they make a lot of sense to overcome these things. So can you briefly share with us the 7 subconscious beliefs that sabotage us that we all have?
Absolutely. So the 7 subconscious beliefs that really are the core of all of the hundreds and thousands of conversations we have in our mind are, number one, I'm not enough. Mm. Whether it's not good enough or smart enough or fast enough or important enough or whatever, but it's in some capacity not enough. The second one is, I'm not loved or lovable.
Mm-hmm.
And that includes, I'm not wanted, feeling of rejections, I hate myself, I don't care about my body, etc. I need to do more to be good in order to be loved, like people pleasing.
Mm-hmm.
So number three is, I'm not worthy. So I don't deserve or I can't receive, whether it's compliments or help or gifts or money or your dreams, etc., not worthy of pleasure, and someone who's self-sacrificing. Number four is, I don't trust. So I don't trust myself, others, life, a higher power, anyone or anything, right?
Yes.
And most people think, oh, I trust myself, I just don't trust others. Impossible.
Right.
Because everything is always a reflection of our relationship with ourself. Number five is, I'm all alone. So feelings of abandonment, or I don't belong. And we see this a lot in corporate teams where people will just, you know, be in a room and they'll think, oh, who are these people? I don't belong here. Or even with friends, they have a whole lifetime of feeling like the odd one out because
yeah.
they've got that program.
Sure.
Or I'm on my own within that I'm all alone complex.
Yes.
Number six is, I'm not safe.
Oh, boy.
And in that paradigm, we hear something's wrong with me or something's wrong with life. Like, something's always wrong, you know,
yes.
and you think always anxiety, panic,
sure.
compulsions, cravings, etc. And the last one is, life is hard. And this is so important because so many of us, of course, programmed by our parents, that life is a struggle.
Yep.
You know, that life is unfair, that it's difficult, that it has to be hard, that everything has to be hard. And in today's world, especially with all of the people you interview, people are always throwing around this sort of effortless prosperity concept. And, you know, people who are programmed that life is a struggle will just, no matter what, like whether it's building a house or going on vacation, it's always so hard. There's always so much drama
yes.
for them.
Yes.
You know, so those are the 7.
So true. I can see some of the producer and some of the people outside the studio here going, aha, nodding their head, going, oh, been there, done that. And I'm sure all you listeners out there are saying the same thing of, yep, have that
yes.
message in my brain, have that message. We do have a hard break coming up here in just a bit with CBS News, but I want to first encourage you guys out there to pick up this book. It's really, honestly, one of the best contemporary books I've read on our subconscious mind and how to overcome some of those most of those negative belief systems, and if not all, really can help you out a lot. Also, it gives you the Wonder Mind tools and learn more about the PNRT therapy that can help you as well. So how can listeners find out more about both of you, Tanya and Joanna, and of course, again, get a hold of your book?
So they can contact us at www.pnrt.ca. So that's P like Paul, like Progressive Neural Resolution Therapy.com, pnrt.ca, or courageousliving.com.
Mm.
Both of those will lead them to who we are and how things work.
Oh,
we
awesome.
Love to, you know, we love answering questions. If people have any kind of, you know, emails they want to send us, or if they have specific issues that they're dealing with and they'd like some, you know, like personal attention, we're very happy to, you know, speak to people about this. This is a real passion for us. We really want to help people really live their best life with this new information that's available.
Oh, it's terrific because, you know, and they can contact you directly. Hey, Tanya, I really appreciate, thank you for being so courageous from speaking for so long this month and then coming on the show. This is your last.
We wouldn't miss your show for anything. You have such phenomenal energy, your love for your audience, your passion, and the research that you put into interviewing us. We're really thrilled and we're really honored to be on your show.
Oh, well, my pleasure. Thank you so much, guys. And definitely keep in touch. I really look forward to your next book as well, because I know it's going to be more detailed. I also love your spin on it, the positive spin on it, of course, including some of the concepts of the law of attraction, you know, what we think is sort of how we are going to rewire ourselves into the more positive belief systems and then take the action out there into the universe.
Yeah. Exactly. And you know what, too, is we also want to help people realize that our new definition of success, like the new definition of success, is our JPM, is our joy per minute. It's not about whether or not we can check mark the boxes, because there's enough people out there who've achieved certain things that are deeply unhappy. Life now, today, is no longer about being good enough or getting there. It's about being here in every moment of our life and feeling happy, even when things aren't going the best, right? And so how do we create more joy is really the ultimate question, because when it all comes down to it, we want to live a life that makes us happy.
That's so, you nailed it. And it's all about the here and now. Moment by moment and how we're feeling now. Good, 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 good. Try to stay there.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, guys, for writing this most helpful book. You're awesome.
Thank you. Tanya. Thank you very much.
It's lovely to speak with you. Again, Tanya Chernova, Joanna Andros. The book is called Undermined. Take good care, and we'll talk hopefully soon.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, guys, got to get going here. Like I said, we do have the CBS break coming up, but I'll have all the information up for you on the air right here on my website here on LA Talk Radio on how to replay or download the show tomorrow with the archived information of how to get the book and how to get in touch with Tanya and Joanna as well. As I always say, do take care of yourselves first, and then you'll be great for others. That's the way it works in the world. Thanks so much for listening, all. Got another great author coming up next week to help your life improve and your moods and take care of a lot of those nagging daily issues you deal with. Thanks for listening, everybody. Love your feedback. DocMichelle@AOL.com. Take care now. Bye-bye. Flashing red.